Today on Keeping It Real, Cam explores progress and how it impacts the next generation.
How a chicken gets into your home says a lot about progress these days. When my grandmother told my father to go get a chicken for dinner, he went to the chicken coop, caught, killed, and cleaned a chicken, and brought it back to his mother to cook. As a child, when I was told to go get a chicken for dinner, my parents sent me up the hill to the A&P, where I bought a chicken. It was killed and cleaned and wrapped in cellophane on a styrofoam plate, and I brought it home to be cooked. When I ask my kids to go get a chicken for dinner, they order it from shipped. It arrives not only killed and cleaned, but cooked and still warm from the oven. And the shipped driver brings it into my house and puts it on the countertop. The first time I touch it is when I'm carving it to eat. No catching, no killing, and no cleaning. I don't even go to get it. Throughout history, senior generations have felt younger generations lack respect for the old ways, that the younger generations just want things easier. Well, darn right. Who doesn't? That's what society is about, paving a better path for those that follow. What will my children gain by learning to catch, kill, and clean a chicken? Or walking a mile to school? Or having a black and white TV with only a few stations? Here's your answer. Nothing. They'll gain nothing. Would I be a better person if in order to get to the West Coast, I had to sit in a covered wagon for months? It's ridiculous. The next time you want to start moaning about kids these days, take a deep breath and button your lip. You and I have made their world what it is today. If you don't like it or them, look in the mirror. Then hand them your phone and ask them to teach you how to order a chicken. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.